You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? It's The Startup with Monique Leray. I'm Monique Leray. Thank you to tuning in another Sunday, another show. Excuse me. I wanted to give a shout out to our sponsors and, you know, Michael Solberg Family Wines. Lee over there has been amazing. Thank you so much, Leah, for your continued support. La Casa del Camino here in Laguna Beach, California. Thank you so much for your consistent support of the channel. And, you know, it's great working with you guys as well. Shout out to Felton Calhoun there, their GM. Who else do I want to shout out? I also want to say thank you to Shane Hyman over at Global. Global Solutions. Actually, I always get it wrong, so we'll have to get that. We'll have to get that together. But shout out to Shane and just everyone that tunes in and checks out the show. We've got some amazing guests this week. I'm actually still. We're doing a little bit of casting. I'm a tail end of this thing for LoveSearchTV.com. There's the URL. So please give Jackie or Alicia a shout out there and let them know you heard from Monique on LA Talk Radio. So I would really appreciate that. Guys, if you're not following us on all the social media platforms, let's follow each other. I'm on Instagram at The Startup with Monique Leray. And on my personal is Monique Leray Stinson. Let's see. Please follow LA Talk Radio. That's them right there, at LA Talk Radio. We're growing the brand. We're live right now on Twitter. Shout out to Twitterverse or Xverse, we should call it now. YouTube sphere, the YouTube universe, as well as LinkedIn. Thank you guys for tuning in and watching the show. So let's get that right because I want to make sure that I give Shane the proper shout out. Which he's been working on so many amazing things. And I think if you guys tune in, Shane will be back on to talk about some of his opportunities. He's growing this business. He's doing it in a really unique way. So shout out to Shane. Shane, how you doing? All right, guys. I want to give you some updates on some things. There's a lot of things happening. Let's see. I can't believe it's already the middle of August. Wow. But we have the Pandemic Project documentary. We're going to do the first film. We're going to self-publish that and get that out to you guys. We'll make an announcement on what platform it will be on. I'm trying to get my sweater perfect. Hey. we'll announce on which platform that'll be featured, and we'll give you guys an update real soon. But it's Next Level Global Solutions. Next Level Global Solutions. Shout out to Shane. I want to get that correct. But yeah, we'll probably be doing a screening locally in Southern California, and then an online distribution arm will go ahead and release the film for rental, of course. But just want to shout out everybody that's been on the journey with me to even get the film done. You know, it's done. Shout out to my amazing editor, Laura. Thank you so much for all your work. I think she just emailed me during the show. And I think, you know, we've got something special. I hope you guys enjoy it. It's a labor of love. It's taken a while because I'm a one-woman show, pun intended. But I've had support along the way, people who wanted to be in it, people who wanted to get their brands involved, people who, you know, donated to the project. So I'm really grateful that along the way I was able to travel and kind of be the eyes and ears for you guys. I've had a lot of people give me advice, unsolicited advice along the way as well, of how to do the film, how to, you know, put it out, how to produce it. And I want to make sure you guys understand that this film was about us as a collective in America, about just everyday people trying to survive a once in 100 year event. It was never intended to address conspiracy theories or take on the CDC or come for anybody in a political position. It was never about that for us. It was always about just a time capsule, just a simple examination of who we are in that time, right? Who we were. So just, you know, holding up the mirror to us as a society all over the U.S., top to bottom, to see how we handled this thing and what we were going through. And, you know, at that time, people really wanted to talk. People had a story to tell. So I was able to do that with a team. To shout out to Christopher John and Gentry Stanley, who were on the road with me for most places in America. Then, of course, we have the pandemic film, which is the second film that is gone out of the U.S. And then the third film, which we're about to wrap up, pretty much wrapped the endemic project, right? The cause and effect. So how we were before and what we're doing now. So it's an examination of all those things and the world's first docu-trilogy. So that's what we're doing. And so I wanted to kind of tee that up so that you guys have an opportunity now to watch the 10-time nominated and awarded trailer. And I broke all the rules and did the film trailer before I even finished the film because of the unique topic and time we were in. So guys, without further ado, Sam's my man. He's going to cue it up. The Pandemic Project documentary trailer.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, Los Angeles, it's Monique Leray, and this is The Startup with Monique Leray, coming to you live from my basement area, slash closet. So excuse the look, excuse the unprofessionalism, but we are still keeping the show going, even despite what's happening outside in the world, and I don't really know what's going on, and they said that there's this super virus out there, so stay vitamined up, masked up, stay away from each other maybe. The station's closed until further notice, but I think they'll get this under control in just like a couple weeks. So we should be back at LA Talk Radio in the studio. Thanks for tuning in, and I want to... How's it going, Los Angeles? It's The Startup with Monique Leray.
Myself and my team are hitting the road to see what's going on out there.
So we're going to Chicago first, and we're interviewing essential workers. We want to know how you guys are handling this, as well as business owners, startup owners, parents. How are you guys working, schooling, cooking, and doing all these things at once? You are really my heroes.
So coming out of COVID-19 as a nurse, what I want people to take away from this and what's definitely going to change is... going back to our emphasis of normal isn't going to be a thing. Normal is something in the past.
I know there is a flu virus out there. I know there's something out there. I don't know if it's as serious as the media is making it sound.
We are struggling for our existence, supporting our family, and supporting the city. So city is moving forward. So if we all sit at home, it's not going to help.
We've seen a lot of positive COVID patients, and that's been scary, specifically in nursing homes.
My poor father had no visitor. He couldn't speak. Well, he could just say yes, no, and the S word. So he couldn't really articulate. So my mother would come in once a week and spend time with him. Our father passed alone.
It's just like this on a daily basis. I'm not even up for 5 days any longer because I just can't keep the doors open and turn the lights on and spend the money for our staff.
I'm Matt Sarafa, a celebrity fashion designer and reality TV personality. I started doing designer face masks just like for myself and for family and friends, and then they just started taking off.
Hi, my name is Matt Shotwell. I'm a cultivator here in Sonoma County, California. This is my pot farm, and we're here, we're thriving, you know? And because prices are up, demand is up, supply is down.
Haven't been across the border in 3 months. And it's been like 3 months that I haven't set foot over there when I traditionally would be there once a week on business, back and forth, part of my life.
And we went in, and when someone's dead, when they have COVID, you can't do CPR because when you do chest compressions, it ejects the COVID into the air.
So many people lose their job because you see it's empty, Ocean Drive. Always at this time, they're gonna be full. But right now, everybody stay home, and the people came from New York, came in the weekends only. We are really, really bad situation.
The depression rate has gone up 3 times since the pandemic. The suicide rate, 2 times.
Because we work in criminal defense, has been on trying to get incarcerated people out of juvenile detention, adult prisons and jails, and also immigration detention centers.
This is such a trying time, if you will, with the pandemic and so many other things that are going on in people's lives. Like you said, you spoke about trauma, hurt and pain in general. Suicide is like the number one leading cause of deaths, if you will, in the United States.
I'm a lupus thriver, and coronavirus affects the invisible illness community in a way that a lot of people don't realize. While we fight for our lives on a day-to-day basis,
the younger people are going to have a whole new take on nightlife and entertainment. And, you know, I don't know if there's going to be room for me or not. I'm going to go fucking kick it in the desert, make some videos, hang out with some friends, get a fucking dog, and ride this pandemic out. You know, that's my pivot.
They lifted my right arm and they stuck a board with papers on it. And they held my hand with a pen in it and they had me scribble. And that was me giving them instruction to go ahead and open me up.
I can be working from home and other people is out there jobless and no food in the household. So I feel blessed, but I'm in the house by myself, barricaded with no life. And that's not the person that I am.
And speaking of which, it's also been a little tough and scary because although my specialty is neurology, the teams that would normally be admitting COVID patients, i.e. internal medicine and ICU, are just so overwhelmed that they need other specialties like mine to help.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique LeRae, and I'm Monique LeRae. Another weekend in quarantine. Wondering how you guys are handling it out there. How's the public handling this coronavirus thing? Hopefully you're being good to one another and staying safe.
Coronavirus time.
I get corona, I get corona. At the end of the day, I'm not going to let it stop me from partying.
Dr. Lorna Breen, an emergency room doctor at New York's Presbyterian Hospital, took her own life.
You have to wear your mask the whole entire flight. If you're unable to do so, you will be removed from the flight.
We thought, let's do this in Vegas. It's marriage capital. We're getting married in Vegas this weekend. That's exactly what we're doing right now.
You know, I really want to find out what the medical professionals think about this thing.
COVID-19 is a coronavirus. And coronaviruses are a specific subset of virus, and they have some unique characteristic as viruses. They use RNA instead of DNA as their genetic material, and they're covered in spikes on the surface of the virus, and they use those spikes to invade cells.
If your immune system is not strong enough, you don't want the virus to get into the cell. So how do you block it from getting into the cell? Well, that's where hydroxychloroquine plays a role.
I blame us. The bats are perfectly fine if they're left alone where they belong, but the trouble is we've invaded their habitat.
The fact of the matter is we have people dying. 45,000 people a year die from automobile accidents.
If you have antibodies that are neutralizing, it will block the virus. What we don't know is how long after you recover from infection those antibodies last.
I want to see how the rest of the world is handling this pandemic. First up, Bali.
So my name is Lotta Lassesson. I'm the founder of Archery Jewelry. So from this little island's perspective, we see how the whole world has been affected, and especially United States. It's a big export market in many ways here in Bali. It's a lot of frustration, and we can see the frustration happening in America as well.
All right. Thank you so much, Sam, for debuting that here. We haven't shown it ever before. We're going to show it a few more times before we actually release the full film this year. But there's the trailer. It's over 7 minutes. You know, film trailers aren't usually that long, but I thought because of the nature of the topic and where we were in the world, why not? Right. It was the perfect thing. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. Sam, did you enjoy it? Sam likes to chat to me. Maybe he did. I don't know. But guys, you can watch it on YouTube and give it a like. We would love it. Oh, thanks, Sam. Sam said it was great. I would love for you guys to tell me what you really think. It Won't hurt our feelings one bit. Just drop a comment in. It's four words. It's The Pandemic Project Documentary. And it's on YouTube. And it's at the top of the search. And you'll see myself in the middle with my two co-hosts on the show, on the film, which are Christopher John and Gentry Stanley. So give it a like. Give it a comment. And thanks so much. All right. We should be having our guests join us here soon. So we'll hang tight for that. Want to also give you guys, okay, thanks, Sam. Want to also give you guys a heads up about the Emmys gifting suite. I heard from the twins, the Harris brothers, they're moving it to January 15th, I believe. I need to check that date. So we'll be doing it Friday the 12th. I think that the Friday before the 15th, which is when the ceremony will actually happen, will be the new date for the gifting suite. So if you guys are interested in doing that, we will definitely keep you posted. You can also go ahead and, the allergies. You guys can also just stay tuned and we'll announce it. And we're also doing the Grammy gifting suite as well, and that'll be in February. So we've got a lot of different things moving around, but I'm excited to make that go. Again, guys, we're still looking for single, tall, 6 feet and over males, 30 to 40 years old, successful, but maybe not so lucky in love, maybe just, you know, got it right with business, got it right with travel and family and friends, but maybe just can't find the right gal. Why not let the networks, one of the four major networks, scout the woman out for you and do all that, you know, all that vetting. So lovesearchtv.com. There's my little flyer, lovesearchtv.com. It will be on one of the four major networks here in America. So either ABC, NBC, CBS, or Fox. But I can't tell you yet. We'll get more information and we'll share it as we go. You can also be in Mexico or Canada. Actually, you could be anywhere in the world, but have a, you know, a working visa here in America. So for logistics sake, you know, it's closer, obviously, to be in Canada or Mexico to make it here to LA for an audition, for an interview. So if you know of anybody, we are still looking for eligible bachelors, okay? It's going to be like the next bachelor show. And I know my little flyer is all folded up. I don't think that one's any better, but I need to get some more. But yeah, we're still casting. And shout out to Jackie Pittman. She's running the casting. And Alicia Good. So we want to try to push for that. If you guys haven't already, go ahead and like our videos here on Facebook. We are streaming live on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We really would love to get some more pushes, algorithm pushes, and, you know, get at the top of the searches and stuff like that. So you hitting that like or leaving a comment really helps us stay visible, become visible and stay visible. And I would love that. We are doing something else this fall that's not like production related, but it's going to help. We do Casa LA all the time. So we're going to do the Wine and Art Gala this November. If you are a wine purveyor, if you are a wine brand, a spirited brand, sparkling brand, anything to that nature, you could even be a vodka brand. We would love to talk to you. It's for charity. It's for Casa LA. It's going to help court-appointed youth. I think this is our third, fourth, or fifth year doing it. So they've asked us back under the Wine Caterers, which is one of my startups. If you guys watch this show, you meet Leah, who is Michael Solberg Family Wines, and she's always on board with good things like that. So Casa LA, you know, they help a lot of kids who are in the system who don't have family and who help get them with the right family, get them resources, get them legal counsel, get them schooling, clothing, food, shelter. So they really help the court-appointed youth be settled and get into, you know, a stable situation. So we love to help that. We love to see that. So if you guys want to get involved, if you want to be at our booth with us or do anything with us, you can. It'll be in November. Actually, I got two things going on in November, but you can email me at capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. And we would absolutely love to have you. We're also going to be doing the homeless feed with live on this channel. We did it 1 year. We're going to do it again. So I just have to get that coordinated, but it'll be around Thanksgiving. So we'll do that again. We'll go down to Skid Row and downtown LA, give out hot meal and some toiletries, some personal care toiletries, soaps, and just hygiene kits. And then we'll talk to some people, you know, but we'll have some people there on the ground that we can interview. So we'll be down there live so you guys can actually see what we're doing. We did that 1 year and I think it turned out pretty great. I felt good about it. And, you know, it's good to just reach out, even if it's once a year. I mean, we want to do these things more than that, more frequently. There's a need, but you know, this show is like little, we're just cruising along. So definitely be looking for announcements for those two things in November. I'm trying to think if there's anything else in September. I did mention that we are finishing the Endemic project, and that's going to be South Africa. So that'll happen in September. I'll go probably for 10 to 15 days, depending on the schedule. And we'll go and interview some people there in South Africa and round out the third film just fine, because we've covered everywhere else. And we only did North Africa, two places in North Africa. And so I think going back to the continent and really getting some more stories and rounding it out would be best. So I think we've left no stone unturned. I think maybe Antarctica is the only place we haven't been in that area. Anyway, we've been pretty much everywhere. So, so yeah, I'm excited to get this thing done, guys. Also working on another really exciting project. But I can't tell you about it yet, but it's coming down the pipeline, and I've been working on it for the last few months, and it's almost there. It's almost there. So, you know, stay, hang tight. We've got some announcements of some cool things happening. Got my hand in many different pots, of course. How is your summer? How is your summer going as an entrepreneur? What are you doing to stay motivated, but still relax and enjoy your summer? I'm finding that carving out time and, you know, allotting it, like saying, okay, these next 2 days will be for this. And then maybe this day I'll go, you know, for a walk on the beach, right? Or have some me time. I'm finding that if I just have that conversation with myself or plan it out, I feel like I'm still going to have a little bit of summer, but things are going to get done. Not as fast as it usually does, because I know it's a slower pace in the summer, but how do you guys do it? Is that how you guys do it? I would love to hear in the comments how you entrepreneurs, you startup owners, future startup owners and entrepreneurs are handling their management of time in the summer. So yeah, it's important to feel like you're getting things done because you know, things still move, but it's a different pace, right? You're not getting as quick a response from people because it's summertime. So I say use that time wisely. If you're feeling like the other day, I felt like writing a little bit on my book, my other book. So I wrote some excerpts there. You know, when you get an inspired action as entrepreneurs, you want to go ahead and try to follow through with that. And I know you have to be in the mood sometimes. Sometimes you're just not in the mood to do it. But you could really get ahead if you just, maybe even in just a 5-day week, not even the 7-day week, but a 5-day week, if you just dedicated a few hours each day, you could really move something ahead in the summer. So just food for thought, wanting to know how you are navigating, as well as myself offering some tidbits there. And I'm really excited for my guests to log on. Hopefully they are enjoying their summer, but not too much where they can't come on and say hi. But a quick friendly reminder once again, guys, if you're not single, I know you know someone that's single. I know you have a 6 foot and over 30 to 40 year old gentleman anywhere in America, anywhere in Canada or Mexico with the visa, a work visa, that you want to see on TV. That's a good guy that just is looking for love. It's going to be the new dating show. We can't tell you the title yet, but it's lovesearchtv.com. And yes, please excuse my little fold here in my flyer, but it's lovesearchtv.com. And we would really love to get some applications. And when you get on there, it's going to ask you who found you. If you don't see my name, Monique Leray or Monique Stinson, you will see Alicia Good or Jackie Pittman. Right? So just select one of those and tell them, you know, Monique sent you. That would be so great. I'd love to see who we have out there. dating's changed, guys. You know, with the pandemic too, I think it just changes everything. So you might as well let the networks do all the legwork for you, finding out who the gal is, you know, background check. You know, then you guys can go on some dates and see if you're compatible. And there you go. Let it be on the network, right? Okay. I mean, let's get creative here. All right. So we covered the charity, F Cancer. We're still waiting to hear. Due to the strikes, I'm not sure if F Cancer is going to happen. Shout out to Lainey. I think that's postponed as well. And let's see. In August, and then we already talked about the Grammys. We already talked about Emmys. We already talked about Casa LA and the film. You guys saw the trailer. Hopefully we're going to get some likes there. And Sam, let me know when anyone shows up. Also, guys, if you are still, you know, maybe you're not going on a vacation far away, but you're looking to do something close by, come out to Laguna. Come to La Casa del Camino. It's right on the water, within walking distance of everything in town. We have a cute little trolley that will take you wherever you need to go. So, yeah, come see Felton at La Casa del Camino. And it's just www.lacasadelcamino.com. And have a staycation. It's amazing. Got the rooftop views of Catalina when it's clear. And there's a vibe. It's relaxing. It's beautiful. Beachfront. That's what I would recommend. If you're staying local for the summer and you don't, you know, you don't want to get on a plane or anything and you're local to Southern California, come on out. We would love to see you. Tell them Monique from the startup sent you. All right. Great. Well, hopefully, Sam, my people come through. It's not like us to not have any guests, right? all right. Very good. Oh, guys, also want to give a shout out to Sheila Kelleher Burko. She is one of the main leads on LA Fire and Rescue on the Peacock channel. So proud of you. Shout out to Sheila. She's one of my best friends, and she's on one of the top shows on Peacock as a firefighter. As a captain. So amazing. All right. Great. Well, without further ado, we've got our guest here, AP. AP, welcome to Talk Radio. How are you?
Good, good. Nice to meet you. Thanks for having us.
Wonderful, wonderful. Nice to meet you. Well, great. Go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us what you're doing and what you're about.
Sure. I go by AP. My name is Amit Patel. We've been in the big and tall fashion space for about 7 years now. My business partner, Will, who will be joining here in a minute or two, and I started a men's big and tall subscription service many years ago. Just something that he could better explain how the idea came to him. Long story short, we've been doing that for a long time. And our new venture is called Newton's First. And what it is an athleisure brand for plus size men, big and tall. The general term is big and tall, but it's not necessarily that you have to be both. You could be plus size and short or big and tall. We design our own clothes. We work in directly with factories to implement exactly what we're looking for in athleisure wear, and implement all the things we've learned over the past 7 years of designing clothing to make it very unique to where all big men can feel comfortable in their clothing. So the right design in the right places, et cetera.
Very good. Very good. Because, yes, everybody's got to be comfortable. I love that you're expanding this brand out to big and tall men. First thought is you're on LA Talk Radio. Have you called the Lakers yet or the Clippers? I mean... I'm sure they would love to have some.
Well, this is more of a play for the bigger guys on the Rams or Chargers.
Right.
We don't do just tall. You got to have some meat on you. we have worked with offensive linemen for several teams through the years for the Winston box.
Nice.
The concept here with our athleisure line is take all the things we learned from our initial go around with Winston Box, because that's another service where we design our own garments and do them sort of methodically and for lack of a better term, do them a little better than the first go around, right? The first go around, my background's IT finance. My business partner, Will, his background is sales. So you can imagine we'd never designed clothing before, right? Much less worked with factories. At one point we used to run our own factory to be able to get things right the way they needed to be. So with that being said, with this new line, it's more about getting, we're still deep into the sampling phase of getting that perfected, as many rounds as it takes. And we have that luxury this time. The first time with Winston Box, similarly to what we're doing now, we started via Kickstarter, but we gave ourselves a very tight window to get up and running. And okay. That made it a little, we took some shortcuts that we probably shouldn't have to get our product out there. And it wasn't exactly what we wanted. But with Newtons First, we have a do-over to where we could perfect everything. So we're currently on our third stage of sampling, getting every little detail right. I have some of the samples here that I could show in a little bit. Yeah. But we're in that phase of getting it just perfected and then promoting it afterwards, because we're going to get it right to where we only get that first shot of getting our name out there of Newtons First. So this go around, it's going to be perfect before we let it out to the public.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And I love the backstory and your transparency about the growing pains. And if you stick with anything, all of that is really just adding to your story. And when you get it just right, you're going to appreciate it. The customer's going to appreciate it. And you got a little skin in the game now, you know, it's like, okay, you've been doing this. What's the response from the testing of it? Like, what are you getting? What's the feedback so far?
It's been amazing. It's been everything we hoped for. And again, fully transparent. We were nervous. We had the concept, right, of athleisure. Sounds wonderful. Like Lululemon, yeah. Vuori, all these brands. But the bigger idea was, can we pull it off? Will it? Not all athleisure wear transitions well into plus sizes. We know that, right? But
yeah.
Can we replicate what people are counting as quality with Lulu, the finishing, the design? So our biggest hurdle was obviously we designed 6 pieces and we're on pins and needles on the samples, the initial go around. Because any factory you talk to will say, of course we can make it, right? So we worked with 3 different ones, kind of to see who can do what, with pricing, et cetera. And we just gave them the concepts. We gave them our designs, the fabric composition, all those little details. And with those coming back in, we were blown away, extremely happy. So with that, what we did is we knew that we had something now, right? Especially for the price point, right? If you can't get the price down, and you can't scale it, you can't make money, you won't be around for long, right? So for the right price point, we were happy. We've done 2 pop-up shows already, 1 in Houston and 1 in Las Vegas.
Nice.
Where we've probably had about 100 plus folks kind of be able to see it, touch it, feel it. And the response was everything we'd hoped for. And that's why now we're really pushing our next launch of promoting it via ads that we just shot last week. We do a little bit of everything ourselves. We've learned that through the years as well, that a lot of these marketing agencies over promise, under deliver. So we shoot all our own video. And I guess right on time, Will is our creative director as well. So he chops up all of our content, makes marketing ads for it. I kind of put them out there with on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, etc. But we just shot some of those last week. And now with the positive feedback on our samples, we are going full-fledged with getting our Kickstarter funded and then the next step of production.
Well, I love that. And it's really a beautiful way to walk people through how you've grown this brand. So if you're out there and you're looking to get into the fashion, you know, men's wear or women's wear, leisure, these guys are the ones you can learn from. Hi, Will. Welcome to the chat.
Hi, Monique. Glad to be here. Thank you very much. Yes. Happy Sunday to you.
Yes, happy Sunday. Thank you for taking time to say hello to us here in Southern California, in LA, in Laguna. Congratulations on getting this going. What do you want people to know that AP hasn't highlighted yet about your brand, Newton's First?
I think what we're really excited about is really kind of a paradigm shift. And that word gets overused a lot, but it really is an opportunity for us to do something very different in the menswear space. As a big and tall guy myself, one of my frustrations is always kind of having to think about the clothes that I wear and how I'm wearing them and how they're positioned on my body, and being able to know that I have the ability to not worry about that with our clothes because of the stretch, because of the freedom of movement. That's what we're really excited about. It's the ability to give guys their life back, you know, from the perspective of kind of not having to overthink about what they're wearing and focus on just their daily activities. You know, the whole name of Newton's First, it came about because we followed Newton's first law of motion, which is the body stays in motion unless acted upon by an external force. And in everybody's daily lives, an external force is our clothing, and that acts against us. It prevents us from kind of really moving the way we want to move, acting the way we want to act. You know, as a big guy, when I sit down at a desk, I have to think about how my dress shirt is so it doesn't kind of pop open. As a big guy, I have to think about when I reach up, am I going to show some skin, right? Is something going to kind of get out of my pants as far as kind of untucking? So being able to not think about those and being able to live the life that we want to live and not have to worry about freedom of movement is something that we want to give to big and tall men. That's the gift that we want to give through this brand.
Beautifully said, and I like the play on words of Newton's First, even though you've explained, but you're also the first in this space, it sounds like, to do this. So there's a play on words there. And I'm seeing, you said Houston. Are you guys looking at the demographics of cities and going, who would be best for our brand? Like, how do you choose the cities or the areas that you want to target for your brand?
We target everywhere. Again, we have a big customer base that we've serviced in all states, hundreds in Canada, overseas. This opportunity of what we provide is great for smaller cities, smaller towns where there's even more limited access. Kind of online is the only option, right? So yeah, we don't really hone in on specific locales. We basically market through all the states and Canada.
Okay.
And we get customers all over the place. You'd be shocked at some nooks and crannies of towns we get with customers in them.
I love that. Well, you guys, let's plug it here. Where can people put their pre-orders or their orders right now? I know you guys, or in the future, I know that you're still launching, right? So what's the official launch date, or are we promoting the sales right now?
We just launched. Folks, the best place probably would be to go to our website, which is maybe easier to remember via our name. It's just newtonsfirstclothing.com. And at the top there, you'll see a little hype promo video we shot. You'll see both of us in it, showing the full range of what we're trying to get across, right? So in the video, you'll see us doing something pretty extraneous, like, you know, lifting weights or pushing football pads, and then something as simple as running to an elevator or through an escalator, up an escalator, to show that you could do something that strenuous or something that simple in your day-to-day life and everything in between and feel comfortable.
Beautiful. Well, you gentlemen, thank you for being with me. You'll have to come back again. I would love to get you guys out here so we can test some of those samples at the Emmys event in January now, but we'll talk offline. And continued success. I'm really excited for you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. See you guys soon. All right. That was Newton's first, you guys, and you heard it here first, maybe, or second. All right, Sam, I think we've got one more coming in today. Guys, if you were just tuning in, that was Newton's first. It's men's loungewear for big and tall, and they're very inspirational. It seems like they didn't get it right the first time, and now they are. Without further ado, we've got Jessica Taylor. Jessica, welcome to the startup. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm amazing. And now that you're here, I mean, I'm so excited. On a Sunday, we got Jessica Taylor, everybody. And yes. So Jessica, please go ahead and introduce yourself for people who might not recognize your name off top. Tell us who you are.
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Jessica Taylor, and I'm the founder and CEO of Ezra Coffee. It is a specialty coffee brand that connects community, culture, and history over a warm brew. We have 6 different blends, all named after significant events and individuals when I call our collective American history. And in addition to that, Ezra means he who helps. So we have a philanthropic portion to our business, in which we use a portion of our proceeds to send kids back to college. So this last year, we sent kids back to school at Howard University, Southern University, and Alabama State University as well.
Wow. Okay, so we're not just getting a nice cup of coffee in the morning and getting work done. We're actually helping people.
Absolutely, yes, absolutely. That's exactly what this is all about. And really not only helping people, but learning more as well. Because all of our blends, like I said before, named after. So we have our 64th in Tulsa, which is our medium dark roast. And it highlights the Civil Rights Act of 1964, their presidential signing. And it also allows us to reflect on Tulsa Black Wall Street and what took place in the Greenwood District at that time. And right. So all of our bags actually have one here. They change colors. I don't know if you can see it here as well within the different blends. So when you think about Tulsa, you think about what they took from us, and it was generational wealth. And so you'll see that this bag has green on there. And so they rotate with all the different blends. And then on the back with the stories we mentioned earlier, I hate this background thing. Stories about it. And then all of these things here are Gahanian and Drinka symbology. So for this one, we have the Sukel for bird, for go back and get what's yours. We have Wawa Aba for perseverance. And they change with every blend.
Wow. So this is obviously a brainchild of yours that's taken a while, a lot of thought, and it's good for, you know, you're doing a couple things, right? You're giving back, you're giving to the community, but you're educating people. You're also getting them out of bed with a nice cup of coffee, I assume. Although, where's my package, Jessica? I need some coffee, girl.
Listen.
What is going on?
Your address. Send me your address. We will put you a pack together. So you'll get 3 blends. You'll get we'll get you some flavor blends. We got a cognac blend we'll put in there for you. Oh. We'll give you a few other things as well, too.
Thank you. Sam, you hear that? There's some cognac blends on the horizons here. All right, good. Well, so I'm really loving the history in there because more now than ever here in America, we need to really be telling the truth about what has happened so we can collectively move forward, everybody.
Agreed.
Yes, yeah. I love what you're doing with it, Jessica. How do you choose which students to award school benefits to and support? That's got to be a hard choice. There's got to be a lot of good talented kids out there.
It is, and it is. So my background actually came from diversity, equity, and inclusion and scholarship and collegiate admissions. So I used to work in higher ed for a long time. So for me, one thing I enjoy more than anything is helping underrepresented kids get to and through the collegiate process, like matriculating all the way through. So with this one, I really looked at the criteria of the students that I remember needing the most assistance, right? And so with this particular scholarship, we don't award to freshmen. Reward sophomore, juniors, or seniors, because when you think about it, getting to college is not the issue, it's staying in college. So one thing we do is we award scholarships to students who are already there. It's typically where you see the least amount of dollars awarded. We award students for those there too. In addition to that, these are financial, we're looking to eliminate like small gaps. So this is what I call gap funding, right? So they're up to $1,000. Great. But these are scholarships for things that you won't see application for. You know, like let's think about if you have a hold on your account because your financial aid is late.
Yeah.
Then you're going to get a late fee and you're going to know eventually you're not going to be able to finish. Right. So what we do is award grants to cover those types of things that allows the children to really focus on their degree and not really focus on debts. We have GPA requirements that we look for. We also look for them to be attending a accredited 4-year university. So that is something we look towards. Well, it's open to all students. It's just this round, the ones that rolls to that top, we have, we're just all rolling out of HBCU. So
I love that. Hey, you know, it's a beautiful thing.
It is
what it is. You got to go where the talent is.
Yeah.
And I love that you're speaking to things, you know, because cracks become craters. Somebody says, I've heard that before, small things get bigger. And yeah. So you're addressing, although not $1,000 isn't small, but it's smaller to the overall what someone might pay for school. Those things make a difference. Parking, absolutely. Coffee, breakfast, getting yep. some laundry done. You need money for that. You need your Wi-Fi paid. Like you said, the fees, you know, like you're really filling in the gaps for people, and I'm loving it. So
thanks.
Coffee. Yes. Yep. All right. How can we order Ezra Coffee, and where in the U.S.? You ship everywhere, I'm guessing, but go ahead and give us the details on how we can get our hands on some coffee.
Yes. So you can shop any of our six blends. We have a King Malcolm, which is a medium roast, smooth like Martin, little kick like Malcolm on it as well. The 64th and Tulsa, which we just told you about. We have a Lord Baldwin, which honors Audre Lorde and James Baldwin and their quest to eradicate all of the isms, racism, homophobianism, all of those things. We have that one too. We have a Candy Yams. Similar to Dr. George Washington Carver and how he used the yam for over 500 different uses, including stickiness on your envelope. We also have the Le Grand Duc 1928, which is our cognac blend I was telling you about earlier as well. And then we have a toasted Southern pecan. All of these blends can be purchased on our website, EzraCoffeeCo.com. And for those people who need their stuff next day, we do our own Amazon as well, so they can purchase it on Amazon Prime, so they can get that as well to them too. And then we are also in Target.com if they want to shop online at Target. And if you're in the state of Texas and you go to the HEB grocery store, we're in HEB grocery as well too. So we're on retail shelves and then also on their online portals as well.
Okay, you better work it, Jessica. I'm so proud of you. And I got the breakdown from your team, and it's like, girl, you're doing it all. And there was a TV show. There was a mention of a TV show. Can you share some of that with us real quick? We have a few more.
Yeah, so I'm a cast member on this season's show of Ready to Love on OWN Network. It's on this season is season 9, and they're featuring here in Dallas. So in our quest, you know, in entrepreneurs, we're really focused on the business and we're focused on growing and scaling. And sometimes we neglect areas of our personal life. And for me, love life. It's like, okay, I'm gonna get to it, you know. And I've done different things. I was like, I'm gonna find a matchmaker, I'm gonna go to my homegirl's friends and see what I can get. And I was like, you know what? Let me try a different approach. Where when I in this one, you kind of allow someone to kind of guide you through the process and see how that works out.
Way well done. I mean, just like with our businesses, we have to try different things and get the right path, right? So with love, and speaking of that. Jessica's on Ready to Love on the OWN Network, and we're still casting lovesearchtv.com, everybody. It's the next Bachelor. Speaking of that, you know, there it is. And I'm excited. I'm going to have to tune in and watch you now because we got a star on our hands here. Jessica, I love everything about it, my friend. I love the backstory of it. Yeah. I think that you think like a producer where you named it and you added a backstory to it, and it really attaches the consumer to the brand, I think. They feel good about consuming and buying this because they know the backstory and where you're going with it.
And, you know, we started in my kitchen. This was a project I was doing in my kitchen. My little sister, she has asthma, she has eczema, she's lactose intolerant, she has a soy and a nut allergy, right? Oh, wow. So she can't have any milk-based additives in any of her drinks. Like, and this is, you know, before the wave of now everybody's thinking about like lactose-free and all those things. And I was like, how can I make something flavored that she's going to enjoy? This is not French vanilla and these other things that have nuts in them so that she can enjoy them. And so that's literally where it started. That was a passion project. And from there, we've been on the road ever since.
How long ago did you start?
February of 2021. So
in the pandemic. Okay.
Years we have scaled from the kitchen to mass retail.
Wow. We're going to talk again offline. I'm actually going to send your people an email right after the show. Okay. I want to have you in our film and talking about this, but we'll talk more offline. And I also want to invite you to the Emmys event. So we're going to talk more about it. Jessica, thank you for being here. Ezra Coffee. What will you start up today? Be well, everybody. See you soon, Jessica. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care. You too. Have a good one.
You bye. Too.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.